All right, we got my old buddy Jay Anglin on the horn here. Hoosier Jay, what's going on down in northern Indiana?
Oh, I'm just getting caught up after my week of being off the grid in Montana.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that for sure. I'm a little bit, I guess I could say, looking at Facebook, I'm a little bit disappointed you didn't have better weather, but it still looked incredibly beautiful. I want to get into that. I also want to get into the new litter that Trix and Deuce had, the sisters and brothers now of Rhodey. And talk about that, because I understand you have a couple of puppies still available. But if you don't mind, let's start with late-season turkey hunting. We got a big, long weekend coming up. A lot of people in the UP still have a chance to fill their tag. What do you think folks need to know when they're going out there chasing gobblers this time of year?
Well, you know, it's one of those all-bets-are-off situations. You just got to take advantage of every conceivable thing you've got in terms of, you know, tactics, weather. You know, if you're at a picnic and the weather's nice and it's been crappy, you need to say, hey, I got to go see a guy and go turkey hunting. I mean, that's what it comes down to if you want to fill your tag at this, you know, stage. I think, you know, the weather's key, obviously, but if you put your time in and you really get down into those areas that have some birds that have been pushed in by hunting pressure, they're just kind of, you know, working into their summer territories, you just got to put your time in. They may not vocalize as much. They may not move around as readily, so you're just going to have to wait. It's almost like deer hunting, you know. It can be great right off the roost, but a lot of times it isn't. So I would just say go to your best spots. Be conservative in terms of your movement across open areas. They're being they're watching. But I haven't given up yet. I might end up in Wisconsin the day after tomorrow. I've got two tags for Wisconsin, but man, we're down to the wire. So it's time. It's go time.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, hunting off of roosts isn't all that it's cracked up to be as it is earlier in the springtime, and I've noticed that too. I've noticed that birds tend to disperse more. So do you think it's almost more important to do the run and gun where you're calling just to try and find a player, so to speak, and then set up?
Well, that works great, obviously, but I usually just, you know, bottom line is you have to do the morning fly down. So if you can scout, if you can roost a bird with an owl call or just reliably hear it go into a certain tree, look at your topography, look at your back, you know, look for anything that presents an obstacle to him, a steep ridge in the UP, I'm thinking, you know, or an area where it's really dense and he's not going to fly further into the woods. Find the edges, find your openings, and get as close as you can to that bird. Move in super early. We're talking, you know, a good 45 minutes before sunrise. Super conservative, quiet, no noise, no mistakes. I always say that to my clients, no mistakes, no mistakes, no coffee. You know, I've had two or three guys cough this year and have birds bust us. But get in, put out a hen decoy, call conservatively, get him to come down. He might come right in. If he doesn't, don't give up. Back off a little bit, maybe. You know, if you can get a marker gobble where you know he can't see you, back off 50 yards, make him come to you. But as far as running and gunning goes, I mean, it just helps to have a lot of birds because you're going to botch up birds. You're going to come around the corner, and there's going to be a stud standing there looking at you, and he's gone. That's it. Game over. Move on to the next one. You know, don't cry over spilled milk. Just keep moving. So that's about all I could say about that. I mean, you just got to keep trying.
Well, hang around for the second part of our conversation. We're going to talk about the litter that Deuce and Trix just had, the parents of Rhodey. If you're interested in getting one of his sisters or brothers and joining the family, we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll recap his trip to the Smith River in Montana doing a photo shoot for St. Croix Rods. So stay tuned for that coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.